My goal through this was, first of all, to just develop a better understanding of the Heartland Flyer, the service it provides, and also the second is to make sure it's a good financial investment for the citizens of Oklahoma. And, you know, we're accountable to the taxpayers how we spend their money, and want to make sure that we're getting our bang for our buck. And I know that the nature of the beast right now when it comes to passenger rail service can't survive without public subsidy. We just want to make sure that the money we're spending is effective and we're getting a return on that, on the dollars that we're spending.
Did you feel like it is effective based on what you heard?
Well, I heard some encouraging information here, and especially as pertains to Oklahoma City, who's willing to make almost a $30 million investment in the intermodal concept, with Heartland Flyer being the center of that. And without the Heartland Flyer, that all those plans would be for naught. So one thing I was concerned about was the year-to-year contract. Based upon a long-term investment that my community of Ardmore is making and Oklahoma City is making, I would be very uncomfortable with a year-to-year contract, and I'm really going to pursue the option and see what we can do to get a long-term agreement with the state of Texas so that there's a sense of security when it comes to planning for the future. So that was one of my major concerns. And I'm a little concerned about the decrease in ridership we've seen over the last 5 years, a 25% decrease in ridership. It is an area of concern for me. I hope that trend doesn't continue. And one of the things I look at when I see that is, has the decrease been because it's like an amusement ride and everybody's ridden it and there's no need to ride it again? Is it a true regional transit system, or is it just an amusement ride to go from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth and back? Because right now, the way the schedule is set up, it is not in favor of Oklahoma City bringing people up here from Texas. Because it's like I said, if I came up today for a business meeting tomorrow, I'd have to spend tonight, and it would be Friday morning before I could catch a train back to Fort Worth. And for a business person, that's not an efficient way to do things. So we've got to look at that schedule and make some change to that schedule so it is more agreeable to Oklahoma and Oklahoma City primarily, so that we encourage people to come from Texas to Oklahoma City, not just encourage people to go from Oklahoma City to Texas.
Do you think this should be a long-term investment for the legislature? I think
the legislature, and we can educate our college. I think the legislature will be agreeable to maintaining the operation if we can show that it's justified financially and that it's a good investment for the citizens of the state. As we know, in these budget times, every dollar counts, and we're accountable for every dollar we spend, so we've got to make sure what we're spending is actually getting a return on the investment, because that's what this is an investment in Oklahoma. My small community of Ardmore is going to invest almost $2 million, and I want to make sure they have a sense of security in doing that, and that security would be in the form of a long-term agreement with Texas, something 5 to 10 years out. I really am uncomfortable with a year-to-year agreement with Texas, because we know how the political winds shift, and next year Texas may decide they just don't want to participate at the level they have been, and that just makes it more, puts more of a burden on us to maintain that operation.
So do you feel like those questions were answered today?
Well, the long-term agreement question was not answered, but that's something I've got to pursue with ODOT and probably with Texas and see if we can't negotiate a long-term agreement. I mean, if it's beneficial to Texas, I would think they would be receptive to having a long-term agreement. If they're not receptive, then I would question their dedication to the long-term survival of the Heartland Flyer. So that's just my view.
Like here among your colleagues about this? I mean,
there are questions. There are questions, but based on what I heard today, I think that it's a worthwhile investment, and I think we could look at things short term and say it's really not beneficial, but the numbers I heard based upon extending the route all the way to Newton, Kansas, and eventually to Kansas City, are very those numbers may be optimistic numbers. You know, like I mentioned, sometimes I wonder about the economic impact numbers we get, because too often I find they're speculation or estimations or smoke and mirrors. And that's one thing I'm going to dig into is I want some good information on the economic impact. How is that money being spent? How do we know that money's being spent? And what is the metric that we measure that by? So I probably have questions coming out of this, but I think I have a better idea of the questions I need to ask coming out of this.
Have a more flexible schedule, like you mentioned, that would also probably require a bigger investment from lawmakers. How do you think they would?
Well, and it could. I don't know that that would necessarily be the case. I think we could probably make some minor changes in that schedule to make it more conducive to people coming to Oklahoma, maybe level the playing field a little bit. So I'm not sure it would create any more financial investment. I mean, the train is going to run the same amount of time it runs with the same number of employees. So I would think that even changing the schedule, that financial obligation would remain the same.
Are you at all looking at changing the price of tickets? Because $51 for a family of four makes a trip from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth potentially unaffordable. It might make it cheaper
to
drive.
If we lower the price they pay, it means we raise the amount that the state has to pay. Right now, the numbers from last year and this year, for every ticket that's bought, the taxpayers of Oklahoma pay about $38 of the cost of that ticket. So that's reality. Is that beneficial? Are we reaping any profit or any benefit from that? That's one of the questions. In my mind, it's still not completely answered, the economic impact aspect of it.